This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's becoming more difficult for schools and food pantries to get locally sourced food after the USDA cuts to programs that provide more than $1 billion in federal funding for that purpose. KYW's Vic Raghupathy speaks to a Philadelphia-based food bank trying to deal with that slash budget.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture cut the pandemic-era program's local food for schools and local food purchase assistance earlier this month, the agency saying its approach to nutrition programs will reflect that the COVID era is over. Share Food Program provides tens of thousands of meals across Philadelphia and the collar counties through its network of food pantries and more than 800 schools. Executive Director George Matisik says they could stand to lose up to $8 million from the USDA in the upcoming fiscal year.
That could mean up to about a 20 to 25% cut in the total amount of food that we'll be able to provide.
All while consumers need more assistance amid high grocery prices.
The cost of food has been going up so much over the course of the year, so it's really putting us in a really challenging position.
Matisik says while Share Food has received help from the state, city, and its donors, it's difficult to make up for what they're losing from the federal government.
The community has stepped up in major ways to help support us through this challenge, but this is a huge cut for us at the federal level. About 60% of our total food and funding comes from federal sources.
Vic Raghupathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the ION College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the ION College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.